Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean. 96.9 Jack FM.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Over the next 10 minutes, you are going to hear a fifth-generation psychic medium from Vancouver absolutely nail a reading with a Jack listener. Patricia from readingsbypatricia.com joined us in studio on Wednesday, and we asked her to explain her process.
Well, first of all, I'm a psychic medium. So a medium is different from a psychic because a medium is able to become a portal of a vortex of energy, a connector between the spirit world and the physical. What I offer in readings is clairvoyance, which enables me to read the energy field, mediumship, which allows me to connect with those who are deceased, and I incorporate five decks of cards, which mainly act to confirm what's going on.
And since you're going to be doing a reading for Carol over the phone, does that change how you work at all?
Well, I'm not using the cards. I'm just using the vibration of the voice, the frequency that it carries, and that will create images and visions for me to kind of impart information to the caller.
And just one more question for you. I think last year when I met you for the first time, you spoke about there being an actual, like, history in your family.
True. Yeah, well, I know it goes back at least five generations of psychics, healers, mediums, clairvoyants, astrologers, etc. So I would say that, yes, it very much is in my DNA.
All right, we all set to go. The next part is pretty impressive.
This is her reading with Jack listener Carol from Coquitlam. Patricia asked Carol to start things off with a question.
Hi, Patty.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Carol, Patty says that you can start us off by asking a particular question.
Okay, it's a hard one.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay. What secret have I kept from everybody I know, and I mean everybody, since I was in elementary school?
Well, that's a little bit difficult for the energies to give. If it's something that you've kept in it, you're hunkering down for the right answer. It's a little bit difficult.
Okay.
Is this something that you've held within since about five?
Yes.
An early age. Okay. Now, do you yourself have intuition? Do you have intuitive abilities?
Yes.
Have you seen, a grandparent or a deceased relative and maybe kept that to yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Would that be considered the secret? I don't want to guess, but
It is. It's exactly it.
Okay.
You don't often tell people that because they think you're crazy, and especially when you're little, they just think you have imaginary friends.
Right. Now, do you have any piece of jewelry, a locket from a grandmother who's passed or something?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. Your grandmother is coming through. Oh my goodness, I'm getting goosebumps right now. Your grandmother is coming through with a great deal of love and affection for you. She's showing me you as a child, a bubbly little beautiful blonde with curly locks. But what I'm getting is that she doesn't see you as a mature woman. She sees you as a child. She wants you to know that you don't walk the path alone, that you walk with her. And there's a grandfather as well.
Yeah.
She's also saying that after she passed, she came through in the form of a bird. So there was a bird, blue jay, maybe it was something very distinct.
Okay.
Carol, I'm interested now, can you share with us what that was that you saw at the age of five and kept a secret for so long?
Okay. When I was between four and five, we lived in a really old house, and I had a little boy that my parents called my imaginary friend, but in fact, he was not my imaginary friend. He was in that house, and they taped it, and they to this day, they still make fun, thinking, oh, okay, that was Carol's imaginary boyfriend that lived in the attic. And I've seen, not a lot, but I've seen people through my life that have come through, and I always feel, I always felt like there's feminine energy around me over the last few years. I wasn't sure if it was possibly my mother-in-law or my grandmother, which is my dad's mom who died. But I have a heart-shaped locket, which I found a little over a year ago in some flatware, some silverware that had been handed down to me from her. It was actually in the back of the case. And I came across this locket, and I wear it quite a bit. And it's about 85 years old. So that came through, and I think about her often. And there's this blue jay that sits in my yard constantly. So that kind of threw me for a loop.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Patty.
Anytime.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for coming on Jack again this year.
Oh,
hope to have you,
you
back next year.
It's my pleasure.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean. 96.9 Jack FM.
What are the top politically incorrect Halloween costumes for 2015?
It really is what's fun about Halloween, right? Other than, you know, dripping ourselves in blood, mm-hmm. plugging in some vampire yep. teeth, the candy. I mean, there's a lot to love about Halloween, but...
When people get creative about what's happened in the world in the past 12
yes.
months or more and
it's
they put
genius.
A costume together, it's amazing. So keep an eye out for these ones. I only present these to you so that you won't be shocked when you might see them on the streets in the rain tomorrow.
Okay.
So the top politically incorrect Halloween costumes for 2015. You might see a few Walter Palmers out there.
Who's Walter Palmer?
Walter Palmer killed Cecil the Lion. You might see a few of them about on the street, TJ.
And then their buddies dressed up as the lion.
Correct. That yeah. was my next one. Cecil the Lion, politically yeah. incorrect Halloween costume for 2015. You might see a sexy Donald Trump out there as well. I'm not sure how they put that together, but you can actually buy that costume, and it's just a...
Like Donald Trump with boobs?
Pretty much. It's just a skimpy outfit with a wig of his hair and a baseball cap of Make America Great Again on the top of it.
Kill it, ladies.
I'm not sure if this is politically incorrect or politically correct and a show of support. A lot of guys saying they're going to go as Caitlyn Jenner this year.
Yeah, there was a company... that apologized for giving people the opportunity to possibly make fun of Caitlyn Jenner by providing the costume in costume stores.
Yeah.
But
it could be seen as a sign of support.
No.
Depending on what your attitude no. is towards it. So you're saying,
I highly doubt
no?
anybody who's dressing up as Caitlyn Jenner is doing it as a sign of support. If I don't know. I could be proven wrong. I mean, I think it's probably going to be a pretty popular costume.
Yep.
So if you're listening and you're dressing up as Caitlyn Jenner, let us know where your mind's at with that. 280-JACK, our number.
Another one, politically incorrect Halloween costumes for 2015, especially here in Canada. Justin Trudeau's hair might make an appearance with the T-shirt on front that might say, nice hair, though. And the last one here, anything to do with Bill Cosby. Steer clear.
Oh,
I don't care how
no.
good your 80s sweater is that you bought from Value Village. Stay clear of it. And another side topic, TJ,
yeah.
unnecessary sexy costumes that have come out this year.
Yeah.
Sexy sandwich, sexy lampshade stand,
right?
And sexy Cecil the Lion. Just say no.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean. 96.9 Jack FM.
What is the scariest thing that has ever happened to you?
Sorry, I'd help with that, but I just put my beard on and my mustache for my bearded lady outfit, and I don't know if I can talk through it.
No, no.
How do I look?
Sounds like your mouth's frozen. You look good. It's a Dali mustache.
I'll take...
And then like a nice sort of I live in 100 Mile House goatee on the bottom.
I'll post some pictures on the Jack Vancouver Facebook page. We'd love to see what you're dressed up as too if you want to post some pics.
What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? Walter's from Vancouver and with us at the moment. What happened to you, Walter?
Well, I lived on a Native Indian reserve for a few years in northern BC. My mom was a counselor. And I know already that sounds like a cheesy intro from a horror movie, but there is some murder in one particular house on the lower part of the reservation. And the house was all boarded up. Of course, you know, that draws kids like flies. So me and my sister went in there one day when there was nobody around. We went in there, and it's pitch black because it's all boarded up. There's plywood on every window. We didn't really have any flashlights or anything like that. We just had some matches, so we were kind of stumbling around in there, looking around. And you can't really see much when you got a match for a light.
You guys were brave.
Yeah.
Just as an aside here. Holy cow.
You know how it is. Kids kind of goad each other on, and you end up doing dumb things. But at any rate, we stood in the middle of the, I guess it was the living room, because it was a big, you can tell sort of by the feel of it, it's a big open space. And at any rate, we ran out of matches, and we didn't have any more. We were trying to get our way out, find our way out. And that's when we realized that there was somebody else in there.
No, come on, man.
I'm not fooling you. I don't know if it's a guy. I'm not saying ghost. I'm just saying there was somebody else in there moving quietly.
You know,
meant that when you don't want to give away your position, and there's somebody else in there. So we started freaking out and just, like, desperately trying to get our way out of there. And it took a lot longer to find our way out in that state of mind. But that was one of the scariest moments of my young life because I had no idea who we were with in the dark in a house where somebody had been murdered years before. But hey, man, it really happened.
I'd love to say when you say that was one of the scariest moments of my life as childhood. What else was there, Walter?
What could possibly be scarier than that?
Out there.
This is Kai and Terrajean, the podcast. Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
I want to tell you about the absolutely morbid Halloween decorating idea I had to spend the entire week talking my son Ozzy out of, Kai.
I can't believe you stifled creativity. You'd like to provide an environment for your kids where they can let their imaginations run wild,
oh, you
but
know
you're
I'm
clamping
big on
down.
That. You know I'm big on that. And that's why earlier this week I said to both kids, all right, I want your Halloween decorating ideas for the yard, and then I will make it happen. I will get it, I whatever it is. And I really set them up for success, right? Mm-hmm. Violet's request, she's six. It was pretty simple. She wanted that stretchy cobweb stuff and stretch it all over the window.
Classic.
And the trees and stuff like that. And then I was recording while I asked them, because you never know what they're going to say. And here's what my son, my three-year-old son, Ozzy, told me he wanted to do in the front yard.
What's your idea?
Oh, I said a dead puppy on a tree.
You want to hang a dead puppy from the tree?
Yeah.
He wanted to hang a dead puppy from the tree. He did clarify, not a real puppy. Not a real puppy.
Okay,
I was like,
right.
Okay, but still.
Like a oversized stuffed toy from the fair at the P&E that you haven't used since you got it that day.
And I didn't want to stuffle his creative vision. He's three. This was one of his first big ideas. And I had already said, like, his sister's idea was so great and I really wanted to make it happen. So before I really, like, just shut him down, I asked a few more questions.
Why do you want to hang a puppy from the tree?
I want to put shingles on the puppy. Then it could just make blood coming down. It could.
You also want fake blood on the dead puppy hanging from a tree?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's crushed that I said no. He actually didn't speak to me for 2 hours a couple days ago because we went to the dollar store and bought the stretchy stuff for Violet, cobweb
but
stuff.
Not even a noose for him.
But no dead puppy. And he was like, it's not a real puppy, Mama.
D-Rock's out in the front yard chopping down a tree so he didn't have to do it.
And the trees are gigantic. It just, I really did have to deal, as my kids get older, and I'm sure if you're a parent, you understand, with a lot more of, you know, the morbid stuff about Halloween and teaching them about boundaries, right? And just an FYI for anyone who might be struggling with that kind of stuff this weekend, there's a great article in this month's edition of Today's Parent Magazine about how to deal not only with morbid stuff in Halloween, but all about, you know, the slutty costumes and that kind of thing. I'm so glad this moment is finally here. Redemption. Last year at this time, me, Kai, and our producer Big Ginger, morning buddy, we all competed in an epic Halloween rap battle. At that time, Kai won, but 12 months later, I'm here asking for you.
Come on now, why can't we present this and say, hey, how good was this last year? We wanted to play it for you again, rather than saying, I've been waiting 12 months to try and correct a decision that was rightfully made by the listeners and the voters.
I just think that somehow, maybe you cast a spell on them and, like, fooled them into voting for you or something, because my skills here are evident.
Do you know who else thought they were right the whole time and they weren't?
Stephen Harper.
Yeah.
We're about to here restage our epic Halloween rap battle from last year, and you are going to vote for the winner on 280 Jack or 96.9007.
It's been done 12 months ago. We've never talked about this part of it.
I can't hear you all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on.
I'm cool doing it again.
Thank you, Big Ginger.
Yeah, 100%.
So here's how it works. We each wrote and performed a Halloween rap to the same bed as a classic Halloween character. Kai, go ahead.
Well, as the undisputed king of the rap battles, and especially particularly this one.
This was the only time you ever won one of our rap battles,
by the way. And you're trying to take it away from me. Yes. I decided to be the king of dark nights and moonlights, the werewolf, ladies and gents.
I'm the Prince of Fear. I'm Scary's new black. I'm raising Halloween hell with me and my wolf pack. Zombies, slow, mummies, and vampires lost all street cred with Pattinson, bro. I'm your friend on the bus, but on full moons I'm nuts. I'll tear your face off and feast on your guts. So bow down now to your Prince of Fear. And while you're there, can you scratch behind my ear?
Oh, yeah, that's the spot.
Kai's rap as the werewolf. Now it's my turn, and I said, what better Halloween character to hit the mic than the Bride of Dracula?
Welcome to my wedding. I'm the Bride of Dracula. Oh. Vendi sent invite to see us say I do. RSVP included. What blood type are you? Gordon Ramsay, Guy Fieri, Bobby Flay's here too. But tonight these chefs aren't cooking.
They're on my menu.
We'll celebrate love. We'll party all night. But when the sun comes up, please keep out the light. No need for wedding gifts, for me and Dracula have everything we needed in this castle in Transylvania.
This is our
epic. It's in the recording. You don't have to try and repeat it.
This is our epic Halloween rap battle from last year. We're restaging it and looking for your votes on 280-JACK or 969-007. Our third competitor, our producer, Big Ginger.
Of course you make me go last. I don't know why people get all wrapped up with terrible costume ideas. This classic will leave you calling mummy.
Wake after a couple thousand years, treading all clumsy through your fears. Guaranteed to have a loose thread, give it a tug. You can't kill the undead.
What's the matter?
You ain't scared of me yet? Another 10 minutes and I'd have moved one step. I often come equipped with a curse. One touch from me and you will leave in a hearse.
Oh, yeah.
Tech's already coming in. Lols, but not still not as good as Kai, says Dave. Doug said, yeah, pretty good. The werewolf's still the winner, though. Thank you, Dave.
Those are
appreciate
your go-to
that.
Makeup names.
We're going to... That's it. Doug
Steve
is never
says,
real.
Steve says, awesome. Love the werewolf. Werewolf okay. Number one.
Vote for the winner of last year's epic Halloween rap battle. 280-JACK is our phone number, or text us at 969-007. We'll have the results next. And check out our video for these raps at the top of the Jack Vancouver Facebook page. We're about to declare the winner of this year's rematch of last year's epic Halloween rap battle between me, Kai, and our producer, Big Ginger. I just felt 12 months of thinking about it that I still hadn't really accepted the fact that you won, Kai.
Yeah, I know you hadn't, because you brought it up several times throughout the year saying things like, I can't wait till Halloween when we get to represent our Halloween rap battles. You know, the one that I didn't win, but I feel like I should have.
You can see the video for our rap on the Jack Vancouver Facebook page. You'll also hear the raps again in a second after we tally all these votes.
Here's some feedback we've had on the phone on 280-JACK so far.
Sorry, TJ, I have to go with Kai. Just think it was better.
Sorry, Kai. It's TJ.
The mummy couldn't rap. Dracula sucks, but the wolf was a howl.
Delivers his verdict with a pun.
Okay, thanks.
That's have a great part. Day.
Clearly, I have nothing to say to him.
All right, votes are in, TJ. You've been tallying them up. Please do not alter them in any way. Do them honestly.
I would not. I'm all about fairness. Between all the calls we took off air and your votes via text, thank you. In third place in a rematch of last year's epic Halloween rap battle with no votes. Sorry, Big Ginger. The mummy.
What?
Wake after a couple thousand years. Treading all clumsy through your fears. Guaranteed to have a loose thread. Give it a tug. You can't kill the undead.
No, you can't.
What's the matter?
You ain't scared of me yet? Another 10 minutes and I'd have moved one step. I often come equipped with a curse. One touch from me and you will leave in a hearse.
There's an inaccuracy there because I remember watching Scooby-Doo and the mummies were actually quite fast on foot.
Yeah, but they always just took the mask off and it was like old Farmer Richards.
Yeah, I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
In second place in a rematch of last year's epic Halloween rap battle, I'll have to accept defeat. It's me, TJ, as the Bride of Dracula.
Welcome to my wedding. I'm the Bride of Dracula. Oh. Vendi sent invite to see us say I do. RSVP included. What blood type are you? Gordon Ramsay, Guy Fieri, Bobby Flay's here too. But tonight these chefs aren't cooking.
They're on my menu.
We'll celebrate love. We'll party all night. But when the sun comes up, please keep out the light. No need for wedding gifts, for me and Dracula have everything we needed in this castle in Transylvania.
And with 65% of your votes on the phone and the text
you're
this
right,
morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. You're welcome.
The winner again of last year's epic Halloween rap battle, Kai. What were you again?
I was
a dog?
The king of all things scary at nighttime and Halloween in the moonlight, the werewolf.
I'm the Prince of Fear. I'm Scary's new black. I'm raising Halloween hell with me and my wolf pack. Zombies. Slow. Mummies. Hello. And vampires lost all street cred with Pattinson, bro. I'm your friend on the bus, but on full moons I'm nuts. I'll tear your face off and feast on your guts. So bow down now to your Prince of Fear. And while you're there, can you scratch behind my ear?
Oh, yeah, that's the spot. Oh.
This is Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast. Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Pre-wedding nightmares on 280 Jack. What happened before your wedding, the nightmare? You know, crazy things do happen, TJ, when you attach the W word to anything. So friends of mine getting married in about a week and a half in Hawaii, getting all prepped to go, packing because they're flying over a week early to settle in and greet guests when they get there. And then a couple of days ago, you're not going to believe it.
What?
The bride takes a tumble down some stairs and breaks her nose.
No! Bride nightmare.
Bride nightmares, pre-wedding nightmares. Well, take it as you will.
You're laughing. This is your friend.
I know. I'm devastated. Come and have a quick look at the photo. Come and have it. She's posted it on the Facebooks because that's what we do these days. Getting married in a week and a half, takes a tumble down some stairs. And unfortunately, TJ, describe what you see.
Oh, no. She's got a huge, bloody, bumpy welt in the middle of her nose bridge and two black eyes.
A week and a half before the wedding. Devastated. No, they're still going. I mean, it's all booked and paid for and ready to roll.
Right,
so
what are you supposed to do?
Do you remember my pre-wedding nightmare in Mexico where the day before the wedding, the organizers at the resort in Mexico said, just to let you know, the private beach location won't be private anymore. Yeah, there's going to be a corporate dance party next to you with 150 people, and they're actually going to bring in a stage and a DJ. So just a bit of a side note.
I think the important thing to remember, so I was at your wedding when that happened, and I know you and Michelle were really upset over that because you had this image of this private, quiet, you know, sunset wedding.
Not Dead Mouse playing next to us.
But for all of us guests, it really did just add, it just added to everything. There was torches on the
beach. Our party wasn't good enough, was it?
No, but I mean, I didn't have expectations of what it was going to be like.
What about my poor dad trying to give the speech and all you can hear is...
it was funny.
Kai's been a terrific son and...
it really was like that. How mad was your wife, Michelle? How, ooh, like 1 to 10?
No, that's the question is how mad is she still?
Oh!
Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast, is in your ears now. Kai and Tara Jean, the show, is on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
What about our final trip to Cuba? And because it's our last one, we'll play this one as well.
Yeah. Okay, so we
and just because it's our last one, we'll play our sound effects of TJ by the pool.
Oh, no! Stop
just
it.
Just loving it.
We're leaving very soon on this trip to Varadero. One more couple to win the trip. It's a guy named Mike, actually, that has won. But he mentioned when he got on the standby list that his wife's a screamer. So we got her number and we're going to call her instead of Mike.
I've got a sound for that. Keep padding for time. I got a sound for
it. I don't want to hear any more of those. Oh, stop it. Like nails on a chalkboard. Let's call Tammy and tell her that her and her husband, Mike, are joining us in Cuba.
Hello?
Hi, Tammy. It's Kai and Tara Jean from Jack. How are you?
Oh, hold on. One second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Tammy there, please.
Hello?
Hi, Tammy. It's Kai and Tara Jean from Jack.
Yeah?
You and Mike just won a trip to Cuba.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
No jokes.
No joke. Oh, no.
A week and a couple days. We'll meet you at YVR. We'll be down in Varadero for the week. Let's have some fun.
All right. That sounds so awesome.
Who answered the phone a second ago?
Pardon me?
Who was that answered the phone a second ago? Was that you or someone else?
That was my daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh. Right. I thought it was maybe someone at your work, and we're going to have to say that they have to cover for you for a week.
Yeah, sorry. She was talking in my ear. She says I have to take her.
Well, it was Mike's trip to win, so it was his choice, and he said you.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you at YVR in a week and a bit.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a good day, Tammy.
Okay, bye.